This question is directed to Dr. Hogan. Do you believe the word day, when used by God during creation, refers to a 24-hour period?
I do. I think the word day has to require a 24-hour period because of so many numerous examples in Scripture and in science. There are 1,800 references to the word day in the Bible. All of them refer to a 24-hour day or the 12 hours of the day, where the Bible says, are there not 12 hours in the day? A couple of examples of that, but nearly all of them are 24-hour days. Some Bibles will have a footnote that says the days might be long periods of time, and they'll refer to Psalm chapter 90, where it says 1,000 years is like yesterday, or 2 Peter 3, a day is like 1,000 years. Well, in one of those verses, we're talking about the creation. And both of them say 1,000, not million or billion. It has nothing to do with the creation account. But if you read through Genesis 1, you'll see God made the grass, the herbs, the trees on the third day. He made the sun on the fourth day. If those days are millions of years, then plants are going to die waiting for that sun to come up. Okay? But the insects are made on day 5. Now, the evolution theory, or the theistic evolution position that Mr. Gellin has taken, is totally inconsistent with the Scripture, that's for sure, which is why people like Dan nearly always say, the Bible's a good book, but it has mistakes. No, I think the Bible's a great book without mistakes, and I think his theory has mistakes, okay? Again, you go back to the symbiosis relationship. Certain animals require certain plants. Well, in this case, you've got the plants requiring the sun. The evolution theory has the sun created, evolving, before the plants. The Bible has the plants created before the sun. There are many, many differences between the evolution theory and the creation theory and the Bible teaching. So no, they're absolutely incompatible, and clearly the days have to be normal 24-hour days, about like we enjoy today. Because not only does the Scripture teach that clearly, Exodus 20:11, in 6 days, the no death before sin issue, but also just the symbiotic relationship to say it has to be very rapid creation in just a few days.
As far as day, obviously, no, I do not believe that things were created as described, as Dr. Holman actually pointed out a number of the inconsistencies in the creation story. And getting back to my point about everyone agrees microevolution occurs, we see it right now, matter of fact, in Africa, where the tusked elephants are evolving. Certain genetics has caused certain elephants not to have tusks, so they're not shot. And we see it over and over in laboratory. Everyone can see that. Now, the way the young Earth's creationists get around that is by saying, well, 6,000 years is such a short period of time, you're not going to see a drastic change. And even that, again, is subject to interpretation, because there's a drastic change between a gray wolf and a pug dog. And there are certain insects that even have become new species. And so we do see quite a bit of change. However, again, the position is, a lot's not going to happen in 6 years, and yes, you're not going to see an ape evolve into a man in 6,000 years. Now, I'm only briefly going to touch on the older ID for intelligent design positions, just briefly, but the way they get around it is by saying, well, yes, the Earth is old because of the overwhelming evidence, but then God stepped in at certain points. You've probably heard the term, the God of the gap, and he helped things along, so to speak. And that way they get around natural evolution. But no, it pretty much happens the way secular scientists say it does. It's just a slow progress of evolution. Sometimes there are spurts. And getting back to the age, one of the key things is the age of the universe. And there are many arguments for and against. But one I'd like to point out is the stars exploding. And I'll probably try to revisit that because I'm about out of my time. But there's a certain amount of mass that will compress and ignite the center. And the sooner a star will take at a minimum 1 million years to blow up.
Mr. Callahan, please say that. You pointed out inconsistencies, and I believe that was what you started going over. 1 minute on each side to explain the inconsistencies.
Well, as Dr. Holden mentioned, there are sequences. There are sequences where the sun was created and then the stars were created, and there's not a clear connection, and I go over the details of it actually in my book, which you can find. This is my hard copy paperback, which I wrote originally and was sold in some famous science magazines like Discovery and so forth. It's also completely online, a complete tree version is on the line. You can read that where I do go over the details of the inconsistency. But I will get back since I started on the Sunday, which is an inconsistency in that the universe is old. If you take a certain amount of mass, it will compress and it'll ignite. There's a certain amount of fuel which will then burn up. A star will explode in 1 million years. It's very well known. For most massive stars, it takes 1 million years. It's very straightforward. It's a very strong proof among many that the universe is old.
Okay, I'm sure he was taught that at Berkeley, that, you know, star dust can get together and form a star, but that just violates all the known laws of physics. When you try to squeeze dust together, you throw a problem with Boyle's gas law, as it's called. Gas and dust will not squeeze together without incredible pressure on it. Where is this energy coming from? Certainly not from the gravity within the dust itself. Nobody ever observes dust clouds get together and make solids. Plus, as it's squeezed together, the heat and pressure build up and drives it back apart. What he's teaching us is pure fantasy. There is no evidence for this whatsoever. Nobody's ever seen a star form. We see stars blow up all the time. That's all we observe. Last estimate are that there are 70 sextillion stars in the universe, which is 11 trillion per person. And we never see one form. All we see is one blow up every 30 years or so. So no, that is absolute fairy tale stuff he's teaching there, that we see stars forming, or that stars can form, even from dust. Dust doesn't get together and form solids. That's